everyone, it's Minna.
And I'm Hager.
And this is Yellowby.
What up? One. Okay. I might not have a sister after this episode.
I don't have a sister because...
Mine's
dead.
All right, so we're having a moment. This is our third try. By the way, I want to, like, tell everyone that, like, the amount of times it takes us to try on one podcast...
I think it's
natural. No, usually it doesn't, by the way. Usually it's, like, from the first try. But sometimes we have a moment and we're, like, on our fourth try, like today.
Yeah, but that both times you wanted to start over came from you because for some reason, like, in your head,
we're not... Well, the first time we were bickering.
I thought that was fine.
The second time, Minna started off with, like, I like such low
energy. No, I was fine. This is literally how I always talk.
Okay, so now we're bickering again, so we're going to start all over.
Anyway, like, can we just jump into the topic?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
The sooner I'm out of here, the better.
We chose a topic. As we do every week. They're never good. But this time I chose the topic. So you know it's a good topic. Unpopular opinions. We're just going to run down and talk about our unpopular opinions.
Go ahead. What's yours?
I chose this topic because Emma Chamberlain did an episode on this. I didn't listen to it, but I thought if Emma Chamberlain can talk about something, we can also talk about something. So the first thing is Beyonce is awesome, but she's not a genius. I want to also back this up, or like a sub unpopular opinion here is that there are very few geniuses out there and we have to stop fucking calling people yes. geniuses. We'll be like, someone put out an album and be like, oh, it's fucking genius. Like, no, man, it's not genius. It's a good album, but like, I don't consider that genius. Or
I will say though that I've called things genius because I was so like
fascinated by them.
Yeah, and then I rewatched them and I'm like, I get that.
I get that, but I just think the G word is sacred. We shouldn't just throw it out.
I agree. I do love Beyonce though.
I do too. I just don't think like her work is anything that's like never been done.
Did you know that she was a Virgo?
Are you trying to be funny?
Beyonce's a Virgo.
I literally don't care. I just called her not a genius.
She's a genius.
Keep them moving, buddy.
Mine is emojis shouldn't be a thing. Recently, I was thinking, I was like, emojis are so dumb. Like, they add emotion to an emotionless conversation. So might as well just not talk. Like, I realize, maybe the way I'm using it, like, I add like hearts and laughing faces just to make the other person feel like...
I love emojis.
Okay, that's your first yawn. We're counting Minna's yawns in an episode. So I don't know if they should be a thing. Or maybe excessive use of them should stop being a thing.
I love emojis.
I just feel like they...
Like I love the like cute sad one.
Yeah, I love the monkey hiding the eye thing.
I love all of them. I love emojis. They just make things more fun, like more quirky.
Yeah, I do think that. But I do think that like excessive use of them is not cute.
Yeah, like if you're a grandma and you're like using a bunch of emojis all at once.
I don't know. I also feel like emoji, like what's in and what's out in emoji land is like a thing.
Well, that's not an actual thing.
It is a thing. Some emojis are popular in certain times and then people forget about them. Like, I rarely see the dancing red dress emoji anymore.
I see it all the time. You're following the wrong people.
I literally have not seen it in maybe a year.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've heard. Okay, is it my turn? Okay. This is the way I wrote it out, but allow me to explain. I wrote, young marriages are not cute to me. What I mean by that is, when you tell someone like, oh, I married my high school sweetheart, and everyone's like, oh, nobody's actually thinking, oh, everyone's like, no. You haven't dated around.
No,
you haven't.
So if it's a marriage that's working, I'm like, oh, but like,
okay, but most of the time it's not working.
So you're just,
yeah.
Whoa.
So most of the time I love young marriages that have worked and they grew together and they support each other and they're like, they allow themselves to like, you know, have independence. I love that. Mm-hmm. But most of them aren't like that, because I think when you have dependence, because you literally grew up with this person. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think they're cute. I think every age has its things.
Yeah.
So if you get married at like 19 or whatever, like that's not, to me, like that's not when I want to commit, or because I won't find that cute if you're like committing to someone forever at 19 and you're getting married at 19.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unpopular opinion for a reason.
It's not an unpopular opinion. I actually don't think it's an, I think it's a popular opinion.
I'm saying like, I'm not gonna.
But not a lot of people say it. That's why I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like argue and try to make the case the other way, even though I agree with you, but I'm not gonna try to make the other case because this is an unpopular, like it's fine.
I agree. But also, by the way, it's not like I go and look at couples that got married young and I'm like, oh, you're a disaster. Oh, you're the horrible. Yeah. Like I said, some work. And by the way, old couples, some of them really don't work. So I'm just saying like,
yeah,
to me,
there's problems with getting, like for me now, I think when, if I ever get married, I'll be at 30 something. And I'm like, oh my God, it sucks because I really am so comfortable by myself. So like, your second yawn. Okay, go ahead.
What if I literally am diagnosed with something?
Of a diagnosis, you're literally just so lazy, you're sleeping right now. You basically have no
okay whatever. I don't right. care if I okay. yawn. Do you guys care so much? Does it make your yes. skin crawl? Yes.
It bothers me that we can't be a podcast that like has
no
their
get out
together.
Of here
no.
What's your other one?
I'm serious, if we won $1 million contract with a sponsor, you can't
what's
be
your
yawning
other one
all
I'm gonna yawn all the I'm gonna be yawning while I say the ad.
Okay.
Go.
Drake isn't good. Like, I really don't
Drake
know
is
why
good,
people think Drake is good, why we keep pretending he's good. Like, he makes music that goes viral because it has, like, a good beat or, like...
That's
he's just
good,
not
though.
Good.
Then you're literally
no,
proving
not good. Like, if you... If 100 years from now we're listing the best rappers and Drake is on that list, I'm gonna be so fucking annoyed and disappointed.
Drake is a good rapper.
All right, whatever. I don't agree. It's an unpopular opinion. He's not good.
Ooh.
It's the right one.
Oh, okay. Toxic.
Unless he becomes single one day and he wants to marry me, then he's really good.
You don't even like Drake.
Yeah, I know, but I remember I said I like him.
What?
Like, I think he's like a decent guy.
I actually think he's so cringy. His like real life personality is so annoying.
I don't even follow him on social media, so I have no idea.
There's this TikTok that was like, don't you think Drake is the type of person to text the girl he's talking to? Like, I don't even know you like me, I'm really ugly. That kind of guy.
Oh, that makes me love him.
No, because he knows he's not. Like, he's like, I'm a millionaire. Like, I'm going to Ugh. Anyway, I'm going to try to play like that. I'm the underdog. Okay. Toxic positivity is worse than toxic negativity. They're both bad, but there's just something about a fucking person who is acting so positive every day. They're happy. They force their stupid positivity and their mantras down your throat. That's worse
also
than being
like,
with someone who's just realistic and negative.
Yeah. There's like this toxic positivity that's like, you can do anything, but it doesn't take into consideration like people's social, like nothing.
I don't even care about that because that's like
just
tone
annoying,
deaf, right?
Though.
I don't even care about that. I care about, it's just fake. Like, it is so fake. Like, love Mimi and Alex to death. But, like, sometimes I'm like, just shut the fuck up. Like, shut up for, like, 5 seconds. Like, stop.
But they're not the ones that
they're not even toxic,
actually,
though. They're not.
I actually
they
think
bother
they believe
me
in
sometimes.
What they're saying and they live it. For me, it's, like, this annoying, like, this sounds good. It's going to go viral. It sound like I'm in with the, that's what annoys me. Okay,
third one.
Okay. Mine is Burger King is better than McDonald's and Chick-fil-A sucks.
Chick-fil-A is amazing.
Chick-fil-A is not
you
that
actually
good.
Are pissing a lot of people off because your unpopular opinions are like one person. Like, you're the only person
Chick-fil-A
that thinks that.
Is not good. I tried it in DC and I was like, okay, whatever. It's not bad, but it's not good. Like, if you ask me, let's go have Chick-fil-A, I'll be like, all right.
I think Chick-fil-A
like, I'm not
is
completely
the most...
against it. So maybe sucks was a strong word. It's just not good. It's like, okay. It's okay. It's not worth the hype.
Wendy's is obviously my favorite. Everyone knows that.
I love Wendy's. But
I will say, though.
The Whopper is great.
Yeah, Whopper is amazing. But I will say
and
that.
McDonald's is the worst. We all can agree
I mean,
on
McDonald's
that.
Is pretty disgusting. Yeah. I'd still eat it, though.
Yeah, me too. That's how I feel about Chick-fil-A.
But Chick-fil-A would be my favorite if they had them everywhere. They just don't have them anywhere much.
Are they really that good in your opinion?
Like,
you crave Chick-fil-A the way you crave Wendy's? No.
Yeah, I do. Their chicken nuggets and their waffle fries.
I've never had their chicken nuggets and I've never had their Maybe I just haven't had anything.
So good.
But I just don't think they're that good. Go ahead.
I'm going to burn a lot of bridges with this one. Friends is not a good show. Let me tell you why. Friends is not funny.
I think it is.
Friends isn't clever.
I think it is.
You need to watch more TV. Friends isn't funny and Friends isn't clever. The only thing that Friends gives you is the comfort that, like, oh, this show's been around forever.
No, but I'm think you're putting it in the context, in terms of clever, you're putting it in the context of our...
It's not good writing.
2021.
No. It's just genuinely not good writing.
No, like, it is,
though. It's not good sitcom writing. How I Met Your Mother is...
Well, you just said a really unpopular opinion because people now hate How I Met Your Mother and love still Friends.
So is New Girl. I'm not talking about hate or love. I'm talking about the writing. Like,
I like
the dialogue. I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching right now? Like, what am I actually watching?
So I like all of them and I think they're all great. And I like Friends. I like New Girl. I like How I Met Your Mother. I just love a sitcom.
Friends is not a good show. I will watch it because I love Rachel's outfits. I also love Monica's outfits. I like their chemistry, but I just don't think it's a good show.
I don't know. I do. Okay. This one is not even unpopular. I don't even know why I wrote this. Not every woman wants to be a mom or a wife. But I say that because I think people say that, but genuinely inside them, they're like, yeah, but they do. Like, especially the wife part. Like, I think everyone thinks everyone else wants to find a partner. But I honestly think there are people that don't.
But that's not exclusive to women, I think. Like, people want to be especially with
women
people.
With being a mom. Like, I think people say it because they want to seem, like, woke. But they think that every single woman on
earth. I'll give you an unpopular opinion about mothers, actually. Moms love to do that thing where they're like, oh, my life is now complete.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be the mom that's like, I fucking hate my life that I have a kid. My life is incomplete. I want to be that mom.
No, because I do think it's an experience that, like... First of all, it's an experience we didn't have, so we don't know. But I do think it's like a crate. Like, the way we feel about Frankie is fucking insane. I wonder how I'd feel about someone I labored. But
okay, but Frankie's cuter than most children.
I will say, though, acting like
your
life won't be full until you have a child.
You think that you can grasp a child's butt like this?
Acting like your life is not full until you have a child. I don't know if everyone feels that way. Like, I don't know if everyone.
I mean, I definitely don't.
Will be full if they have a child. I think some people's lives will be worse off.
I love children and I definitely want to have children, but I think my life is full now and I think my life will be full when I have a child.
I also think life is not full or empty. I just think it's different. Like, we have to also stop. Like, parents love to say that too. Like, oh, life is complete when you have kids.
I agree. Parents suck. I'm getting my phone because that's where my list is at. Or do you want me to literally, like, not? Okay. There's no way people enjoy Taco Bell. There's no way.
Okay, so I was telling Minna that
Taco Bell, said you like Taco Bell, but you don't enjoy it. You're not sitting there like,
Great. Like, I'm not going to make the case for why Taco Bell is great. It's not. But it's not. It's okay. Like, it's fast food. It's like...
The way people are like, oh, I want Taco Bell. There's no way you sit there and you're like, I'm craving Taco Bell.
Craving for Taco Bell.
No.
You're like craving...
I crave bad food. Like, I'll crave, like, when fast food, but I'll never be like, ooh, Taco Bell? That's what I want right now.
No, I sometimes think that. I do.
Okay.
I'll always prefer, like, a real taco or a real burrito. But, like, Taco Bell's decent sometimes.
My other thing, since I'm on a roll, why the fuck are we taking fashion advice from Gen Z? Like, why? Why? Why?
Why? Why? Hold on.
No, because I saw it and I just realized, Gen Zers, love y'all to death, y'all look crazy.
No, can you just please save it? Because you have a whole thing. I'll go next.
Okay, sorry.
So, oh my god, this one's gonna get me really, like, a lot of hate. Not everyone is an artist, and we should make a case for a good taste. Like, okay, and you can hate me, but I'm gonna say this. I think the fact that everyone these days can go around and post a photo and call themselves an artist, it devalues art. Like, it devalues people.
I literally say that all the time.
Put effort and time into their craft. So then when a company or someone is trying to hire an artist, they're going to pick the like, you're devaluing the entire... I mean, I don't know what the hell we're doing. This podcast should not be valued like podcasts that actually make an effort. Okay, so I was saying that it devalues all of art, meaning like if the barrier to entry for art, like all you had to do to
was like post a photo and
then what's the point of artists? Like what's the point? It's not just about expression, it's also about craft. So that's my thing.
Agree.
And then my other thing is that I do think that there should be people who have, like, we should all aspire to have good taste. By that, obviously, taste, like, nobody can agree mm-hmm. on what's good taste or not. But I think you can tell when, like, a poet wrote their poem in, like, 3 seconds and a poet, like, lived years trying to craft a poem or trying to learn the craft of poetry. And I think we should value that more. And I don't think there should be any shame in, like, wanting to have good taste. Like, I don't know why this is a thing now. Like, oh, if you're trying to have good taste, you're pretentious. Like, no. Like, and by the way, this comes from someone who's very, like, highbrow, lowbrow. Like, the shit I consume is so stupid sometimes, and I have no problem with consuming bad. Like, we say this all the time. Like, the TV I watch is awful. Like, most, I think, TV critics would say I have really bad taste.
Yeah.
But I do think that there should be people striving to tell us what's good and what's bad and what's intelligent and what's not. Okay.
I agree. I actually do agree with that. I don't think everyone is an artist, and I think it's fine. I think you can be someone who enjoys art but is not an artist.
I do think that everyone is creative. Like, you can be creative in whatever industry you're
in. I agree with
that,
too. You
can think of creative solutions. Like, I think engineers are creative. They think of solutions to our problems.
Doctors are creative.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone has a book in them. I don't think everyone has a film in them. I don't think, like, I really don't. And I think that's totally fine, and we should stop making people feel like shit if they're not artists. Like, it's totally fine.
I agree. Back to Gen Zers looking crazy. Gen Z people think it's so revolutionary that they brought back, like, Y2K. Like, baby, sit down.
I lived through Y2K.
No, it's just, like, dumb. Like, they think that wearing old clothes is just, like, so cool. And then they bash people for, like, wearing skinny jeans, for example. Like, dog, please.
I will say, though, Gen Z is the generation that, like, and it's a product of, like, how we live as a society now. But, like, everything is to the extreme. Like, even language.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Remember the thing we were watching about, like, how Gen Z would be if they were, like, lawyers or something?
Mm-hmm.
Language, it's, like, everything is, like, dead, deceased. Like, you're just
But see, this is
smiling.
This is what I mean, though. This is why I said millennials are smarter than Gen Z, is because I just don't feel like they put enough energy into other things.
No, I actually think Gen Z is really smart. Like, if we're going to talk about smart, I think, like...
No, I mean, like, smart in the, like, intellectual, well-spoken, I read a lot of books, I know a lot about what's going on.
You're also really young, though.
But we grew up
I don't
where
know
we weren't, like,
one.
Glued to the internet. So we knew things because we had to know them, not because we were seeking them.
Yeah.
But, like, if all you know is TikTok trends and Instagram trends and you're so in tune with celebrity gossip.
Mm-hmm. Trends is definitely, like, a thing that I think, like, Gen Z, like, there's just too many trends all
like,
the time.
Like, do you think Gen Zers, like, go to Barnes & Noble and they're like, book so much or like I'm gonna go
I
read
do,
a lot
though, like Nuda's Gen Z
I don't think Nuda reads
but like
Nuda's super
just,
smart
like, I know so many millennials who don't read I don't know I think that's taking it too far I do think there's like an extraness in Gen
I'm just so jealous
Minty just wants to be Gen
no,
Z
no no
really
no
upset that she doesn't get to
the it. Other day not the other day literally, I think it was like this morning in my head and I've never gotten this bad I literally, in my head, I believed that I was 25 for a second. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not 25.
Yeah. I still believe I'm 30. Like, the fact that I'm 31 has not yet
That's
hit me.
Fine, though. So, like, you're not giving yourself an age that's so far beyond. I mean, 25 is not.
Well,
like,
I'm about to be 32, but about to in August, on end of August. But, damn, I forgot my set of hulu.
You didn't hear it, but I just yawned again.
Yeah, so that's 5. Oh, okay.
We done with the episode?
Yeah. I need to have a conversation with Minna after we're done about podcast etiquette.
Frankie's whole entire butt is on my lap right now. And he's so lovely and cute, and I love him.
All right. Yeah, what's your Saafuna? Saafuna, 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 Saafuna!
How many minutes do we have then? Because I can scrap up some things to talk about.
We're at 20 minutes and I kind of want to keep it that way.
Really?
I mean, your energy is...
I don't even have a cell.
You've been watching a lot, though. I'm sure you can come up with
a lot of what? A lot of what?
What's your Saafuna?
Somebody come get her.
All right.
I don't even know. Oh, I know. Horror documentaries. Cecil Hotel. The Night Stalker.
True crime.
Oh my goodness. The Night Stalker was freaking scary.
I started it and I didn't watch. But I didn't even get scared of it. That's not why I stopped. I just wasn't paying attention. So I was like, oh no, this needs like a
Oh yeah, you need to pay attention. He was really, really...
He also looked kind of scary.
He looks exactly like Mick Jagger. Literally looks exactly like Mick Jagger. And then I thought I was the only one that thought so, but I Googled it. And a lot of tweets were like, does anyone think that his name is Richard Ramirez looks like Mick Jagger?
I don't know why we were saying this. Why most...
I have something to say.
Hold on. Why most... This happened in LA, though, so it doesn't actually fit in with my theory. But the Pacific Northwest... Is that what it's called? The Pacific North Coast? What the hell is it called? Seattle, like, those areas. Mm-hmm. Northern California. Most...
It's just the West Coast.
Most serial killers come from there.
Because there's not much to do. Everyone's bored.
No, I really want to read up on why. I don't think, like, Midwest also everyone's bored, but why is it only from there? That reason.
I don't know,
it's
but wait.
Cult and, like, cult culture.
The other thing is, so remember when we were watching the Ted Bundy documentary and girls would show up to his thing?
Yeah.
Same thing with, it's crazy. They would literally send him nudes to his jail.
That's crazy.
And then the woman was like, it's just this weird idea that women have.
Yeah.
It's not a man thing. And, but I know I'm, like, being specific with gender, but, like, women tend to have this thing where, like, we seek what's, like, very, like dangerous and, like, unattainable.
Wait, and what's that show that, oh my god, Marie and something, that movie, what's that girl's name? I forgot. Zendaya. What's that show Zendaya's on?
Euphoria.
So the actor from Euphoria, yeah. He was like, I've never watched Euphoria, so I have no idea what he's talking about, but he said
he's horrible in it.
He gets, like, seriously concerned and scared when people come up to him and they're attracted to his character, because he's like, this is like a sick person who's abusive to women, who tortures, like, his ex and, like, really causes so much harm to women. So the fact that you're attracted to them, like, scares the shit out of him.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's true.
But anyway, they would do that. And this girl was like, these fucking bitches, they're so stupid. Like, she was so annoyed. It was an older woman. And she was like, they just look so fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. You love someone who, she said, like, he doesn't love you back. He looks at you, like, if he had the chance, he'd murder you. Yeah. He would literally murder you. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. I think women think they're going to change him. Like,
no, though, they don't think that. This guy has fame now. He's a famous person.
No, I don't know. That's really what they were saying. We have a vulnerability for, like, people who are damaged. We're like, oh, we can fix them.
But that's not the case with these women. These women were like, oh my God, he's famous. He's like a bad boy.
That's
like
insane.
That's where they were at. They like changed the way they dressed for him. Like it was just fucking weird.
Yeah, when I watched that in the Ted Bundy tapes, I was like, this is
no, this crazy. Was weirder though.
Okay. So my Saafuna is this, I forgot the name. Oh, it's like a documentary. It's like 50 minutes. It's called The Nightingale from Cairo, Umm Kulthum. It's really good. I'm trying to learn about her. By the way, we were saying that our whole entire episode is so dumb and then our Saafunas are like, okay, so guys, I was reading.
Yeah.
But that, and then there's a song for her. Because when I was young, I only knew two songs. And Tamriu, Alfilila Ulela. This other one is called Amal Hayati. It's like, I think, better than both of them. It's really, really good.
Wait, where is the documentary on?
Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, nice. It's free?
Yeah, I would watch the one on... Watch that one for sure, but there's another one on YouTube that I started and didn't finish, and I think that one is better. It's narrated by Omar Sharif and the girl from Rami. So cool. What's the name of her? What's her name?
I don't know.
The mom in Rami.
Oh, I don't know her name.
I forgot her name, but it's narrated by her. And that's Omar really Sharif. Cool. Mm-hmm. She's so good. Umm Kulthum is so good. You really don't realize it until you get older.
I think you don't appreciate it because it's so long.
Well, I think no, that's because why. I always liked Abdul Halim. He had like a voice that I think maybe like when you're a teen you could like. But Umm Kulthum is so like, it's so like powerful that I don't think you understand it until you get older.
It's not even like romantic. Yeah. Like Abdul Halim's voice is so romantic. You want to like be in love when you listen to stuff. She's just like she's like a powerhouse or something.
So in the documentary, the one on Amazon Prime, they have one of my favorite musicians. His name is Ibrahim Maalouf. And he was talking...
Six.
Yeah. He was talking about the entire, like, magic in Umm Kulthum's voice is that it's so powerful and it can go to so many places and it's almost going to break. Like, you can hear it almost break, but it never breaks. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the whole power in her voice. And after he said that, I actually was listening to her and I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, it's so, like... She can go high and then she can go really weak and you're like, she's going to break her voice. Like, there's no way it's not going to break. And then it doesn't. And yeah, it's so cute. Oh, I love her so much.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to watch.
All right, cool. Peace out, everyone. We're going to have to talk about a lot of things. And also, follow us on Clubhouse because a lot is about to happen on there.
We're about to really pop off on Clubhouse. I hate Clubhouse.
We can have this conversation on Clubhouse with a bunch of other people.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But okay, so here's my thing, actually. I'm going to give you my whole spiel about Clubhouse. I hate Clubhouse because it feels like people are in a panel. And I think what social media...
Yeah, I don't get that.
I think what social media is missing is conversation. Like, literally back and forth, old school conversation. And I think Clubhouse could be that. But here's the thing. I think too many people come on stage, so then you have to go in order. And you have to mute your mic while other people are talking. Yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to revolutionize Clubhouse.
No, it's going to be chaotic.
No, we're going to have everyone unmute their mic unless they're in a crowded place. And then it's literally going to be like a conversation.
But even three-way conversations are difficult to have.
If it's three of us, we'll do that. If it gets more than that...
You think we're only going to have one person join? That would be so sad.
It's okay. We're lucky if we have one person join. Clubhouse people get really bored of rooms and they're like...
No, I get that. But like, I just don't think it's just going to be three. Like me, you, and who? Like Mama?
Frankie. You're going to be so bad.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you're so freaking...